springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Garnishing your ham with pineapple? Pair it with a delicious Chardonnay to make their taste buds swirl.
Deviled eggs are even better when paired with a light, dry wine like a bubbly Prosecco or a Pinot Grigio.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can help you find the perfect one in your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection. This spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, Hank Segui, hope you're sloppy. It's your boy, N-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chat's motherfucking podcast. Make you laugh! And right now, y'all know. Here, come over here. Listen, y'all know I give a crazy intro, but before I give the intro, I want to, you know, give respect to the people who've been following us. We got 3 million. I don't know if they're unique visits or is they unique, EFN?
It's unique, motherfucking listen.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers that got this job, they went to college, they went to journalism school, they used to get their finger popped in their butt, and we don't do that. We straight up street dudes, and we motherfucking controlling the area. And let's just make some noise for them 3 million motherfucking dudes. And listen, we know we love record label. So listen, people, we need everybody. If you're going to talk over here because we pissed on the mic. But listen, people, we know we love record label stories and record label. And we got two of the most controversial record labels in existence right now. We got people that was involved with Death Row Records. Let's make some noise for Death Row Records when it was popping. And we also got So listen, man, this is crazy, man. Daz, I'm gonna start with you, Daz.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I seen you on the internet the other day saying somebody was biting your style.
Okay. Oh, DJ Mustard.
Oh, DJ Mustard, is that what happened?
Oh my god.
Yeah, what happened?
You know what I'm saying?
Daz?
It's like oh man.
Go ahead.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, publishing companies, you know what I'm saying? Mm. We got the same publishing company, so Sony try to X us out and give all the publishing to them. And which they didn't give us none. And we got 50% of the song, which is Who Got Some Gangsta Shit, and Old Girl song, which is on Motown. So I just say, pay me, collect. You hear me?
Now,
so,
have you ever met Mustard?
Yeah, we seen each other, you know what I'm saying? But you know, they can all.
Is he from Cali too?
Yeah, from Inglewood.
Okay, that's what's up. So now,
What's up?
I'm gonna take it to you. How many people have you shot,
Oh, nah, man.
You shot a lot of people.
Please don't shoot nobody, man.
Let's make some noise with you and this gangster.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Now, Corrupt Young Guardian.
You know, I'm here.
We need some of that moon rock.
How did you invent this moon rock thing?
I mean, you know, it was my partner, you understand me, Dr. Zodiac. He came with that, with these chemists.
Shout to Dr. Zodiac.
Yeah, he had those chemists, man. We put them that thing together, man. We came up with this miracle magic. You understand me? Intertwine this hash with this.
Yo, but
this,
why California weed is better than New York weed? Like, when you come
out. Their weather is better, too. Let's make some noise for California.
My man, what's that shit? It's weed everywhere.
White hand cookies.
And where's the other shit?
That's what people invent.
Yo, I was at In-N-Out Burger all day smoking that shit, man.
You know, now
we're trying to find the recipe. They don't got that shit in New York.
Now I'm finna have a moon rock with that Gorilla Glue.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit.
So now with the moon rock, what is that created with? Is that
That's a hash oil infused in it.
Okay.
OG Kush is the base core. You understand me? With that, we batter it like chicken when you cook chicken.
Wow.
Put it in a bag and Wow. Understand me? Batter it in that Keith.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we smoke some moon rock on the show?
I mean, you yes, know, you can. We you can could, smoke, but smoke you know, you I didn't bring it out here, guys, because oh, we flew.
Yeah. Now, Daz, I've never got a Daz beat. I'm in the business of getting a Daz beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need a Daz
beat. I'm with it. You
yo, know. I didn't realize how much shit you produced, my dude.
For real.
Like, you're it's Dre in you, to me.
Yeah.
To me, like,
you know, I learned from Dr. Dre. So
that's a beautiful thing.
I ain't mad at you.
Whoa. That's a beautiful thing.
Who got
thing.
Some?
What's one of your favorite joints you produce, Dad?
Shit, Ambitious of a Rider.
I knew you was gonna say that. Let's make some noise. For him,
you know it. Yeah, you
got smoke
that.
Yeah,
you
smoke that.
Yeah,
you
got smoke that.
That was the first record that Pac did when he came home.
Get the fuck out of here.
Daz called me. I woke up, Daz called me. I said, "What's up, cuz?" He's like, "Look, I'm here. Pac is home." I said, "What? No, you're not." He said, "Come to the studio." I went to the studio, Daz and Superfly. They was the one. Boom, 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 boom.
Damn.
Boom, boom, boom. Daz was on the drum.
Damn, I said,
oh my God, where did Pac at? And Pac came out. Ambitions of a Rider was the first song.
Pee Wee Herman.
Wait, hold on. We need to hear this story. Yeah.
So if you listen to Pee Wee Herman.
In the building, we got Capone. He ain't got a mic. You got to share with Capone.
Come on, what's up, man?
Right. Now, what's up with DPG? CNN Riders.
This is the first time CNN DPG. Everybody, they don't know we've been cool for years, but they haven't seen us in the same building at the same time. So I had to ask my boy Capone to fly out. But now, when I think of that, I think of you because next to him, when he came home from jail, you was the flyest nigga that came home from jail.
Yeah, I was.
You came home from jail. You can Capone came home from jail with a mink coat.
Right.
A Benz, tour bus, a limo, and the top floor of the Marriott. Yo, it out.
Listen, hip hop did a lot for me, man, and I got to shout out 50 because.
Let's make some noise for 50 Cent, goddamn it.
I got to shout out Eminem.
Eminem. You got the worst horn ever, brother.
Yeah, goddamn.
My A-Rap brother, you got the worst horn ever, man.
Hip-hop did a lot for a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, to come home and be embraced like that, you know what I'm saying? The G-Unit was the biggest thing moving at that time.
Yes, yes.
The Free Yayo movement was crazy.
Yes.
But, you know, I respect dudes like you, Chris Lighty, Dope Pound, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been, like, for me, I had, like, my biggest moments in hip-hop already.
Right.
Like, I love hip-hop, but I had my big moments. I've been in the studio with M. Right. I've been in the studio with Dre. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I had so many big moments in hip-hop that I just loved the game. Even y'all, nigga, like CNN, War Report, I want to hear another one, man.
Yes,
we need
so.
You know, Tony, I'm going to tell you like this. Your first single. That was my favorite record for like 2 years.
Was that the dance? Why you stop doing that dance?
I was on the run. Like, I got stories. We gonna hit stories.
Let's hit the stories.
I ran in the Shook stories. We got those.
Right. Okay. Right.
We got the Ja Rule stories.
Okay. Right.
We got those.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, what y'all want me to get into? What y'all want to talk about?
We want to talk about your success.
Same similar story.
Now, we're gonna come right back to G Unit, but Daz and Corrupt, y'all was on, like, this is, yo, my man, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna need y'all to be a part of this conversation because we can hear it. I got the headphones, I can hear it in my headphones. So, everybody, let's all participate over here, please. Please, don't listen. This is the most legendary podcast ever. Please, let's make this the best. Now, Daz and Corrupt, y'all was on the most controversial label ever, Death Row.
Mm.
How How was that every day in Death Row?
Somebody was getting their ass whooped.
That, it was really beatdowns happening like that? Let's get into the beatdowns, Daz.
I mean, you know. You know, Mary J. Blige was on Death Row, right?
No, oh, I did not know this.
So she was managed by Suge Knight. Sharon Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? They was there with us every day, you know what I'm saying? So some motherfucker came in and said, hi, Mary. But they whooped the shit out of her.
Wait, just for saying hi to Mary? Let's make some noise for them niggas whipping ass.
Something every day, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, boy, I tell you this much, you come in there, cuz you better be ready.
Like, get down. And then for y'all, because y'all Crips.
We family. Right. You know, everybody in their family. But if you was, like, coming in outside, boy.
You was in trouble. They loved us because
now, was y'all set
we
tripping?
Was younger than them, right? Okay. But all of us was Crips. Uh-huh. They loved our heart, though. I'm going to be honest, cuz. Sure. They was like, these little niggas is hard, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mama. Hey, right. Blood, these niggas is hard right here. I like these little niggas right here. You know what I'm saying?
Now, was there ever gang tension in there, or when y'all came there, the only money was green?
Always.
I mean, the only color was green.
It was always gang tension.
It was always gang, right?
From different neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Niggas were in the pen together.
Because you're from Long Beach, right?
I'm from Long Beach. You from L.A. They from Compton.
And you from Crenshaw.
I'm from 60s.
60s. Oh, that's the hardest. Let's make some noise for the hardest gang in L.A. And the richest. I heard he is the richest, too. Them niggas got mad money.
I mean,
continue. Okay. Continue. So how did y'all conduct business, like?
I mean, it was always business because, you know, we the masterminds behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
we say go, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest, man. You know, in the beginning, it was real cool, man. Suge, he really pushed for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mostly he was like our father, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that, you know what I'm saying? We was young kids.
Every time I went to jail, he got me the fuck out. I know that motherfucker.
Wow. Man. Let's make some noise for Suge getting niggas out of jail. Nah, yo.
I got a Suge encounter.
Let's get to the Suge story. Let's go. What happened?
I got a Suge encounter.
What happened?
It's like my very first time in L.A.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar. You know, I'm a New York nigga. It's my first time, you know, coming to L.A. And we was doing it in the club. Video shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So Suge pull up, right?
Yeah, we gotta close that door,
right? So we doing in the club. We doing in the club. Y'all gotta close that door.
You gotta close that door.
Serious, what's up? How you? All right. Y'all gotta close that door, please.
All right, and be quiet when you come in here.
So look, we doing the.
And this is not. Do not ask on the floor. All right, continue.
We doing the in the club video shoot, and you know Dre is there. M is there. So Suge just come out of nowhere like Houdini type shit. Like he's an intimidating cat, you know what I mean? So he had the at the time, I think it was the 118th Street crew. Like, this is the first time
that's the Mexicans?
This is the first time I seen
a nigga. Oh, yeah, the 18th Street.
Look, this is the first time I ever seen a nigga from L.A. with a tattoo on his forehead, tattoo on his eyes, 18th Street, killer, this, that. He had all these niggas, and everybody came outside, 50M. And it was just, I thought it was going to go down, but.
Excuse me, y'all, you got to be quiet back there.
I thought it was going to go down, but I guess it just didn't go down. You know what I'm saying? But I got stories, man. Like, we want to talk about the
crazy.
That's
crazy.
The Ja Rule shit. Like, Ja Rule was lucky to be alive.
All right.
I'm going to keep it real for you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Ja Rule.
We trying to change the subject.
His brother. All them niggas is lucky to be alive because we was in the Hit Factory. I got stabbed right here in my pinky. Right here. And I got stabbed right here in my hand. So we was in the studio, Hit Factory. Now, I'm new to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this is when the rap game was crazy. You had niggas like Jack running around, Scooter, you know, crazy L.A. niggas. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ran up in the Hit Factory, but the only thing that saved Ja Rule life is that the .45 that me and 50 had with no safety was in the other room. Cause if me and him would have had that, it would have went down in the Hit Factory. It would have been like a Troy Ave situation, my nigga. It would have been crazy.
Troy Ave, hold your head, baby. Hold your head, Troy Ave. Right, it got awkward.
It would have got crazy, but you know, niggas ran up in there. We getting it on.
That door gotta close.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ran up there. We getting it on. It ain't nothing. Ain't nobody press no charges.
Like, now, this, now let me ask you something.
Hold on. Okay. This is what I want to clear.
You gotta finish. All right,
for the point, ain't nobody press no charges. Oh, okay. No real niggas press no charges. Mm-hmm. 50 ain't pressing no charges. Mm-hmm. Tony Ayo ain't pressing no charges. Mm. You had Clark Kent DJ in there. Mm. Right? His name is DJ Giz. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. He pressed charges, got his lawsuit, got his money, did whatever he did. Mm. Nobody ever pressed no charges against Murder, Inc. Niggas is real niggas. Niggas is really in the streets.
Right.
Like I said, if that gun would have been in that room, it would have been Tony Ayo locked up, 50, or 50 Cent locked up, and Ja Rule and Murder, Inc. dead.
Mm. Now, you know now, Fat Joe had beef with 50 and they squashed it. How'd you feel about that?
I felt good because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you from Chris Lowe.
Right. That's
like,
right.
You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Let's like, make some noise for that.
Rest in peace.
Let's make some noise for his life.
Yep. I just feel like with rap, it's a competition thing. You know what I'm saying? It was never, you know what I'm saying? I rocked with Fat Joe since Jealous Once Envy.
Now, you a loyal nigga, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a loyal
because
nigga.
I'm a fan of hip hop. Right. I ain't a nigga that just jumped on a bandwagon, listen to y'all shit.
Right.
Hey, you know, New York, brand of hip hop, every genre of hip hop.
Right.
So it's like with the Fat Joe situation, I'm kind of glad it got squashed.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
You don't want to worry about a million Puerto Rican niggas from the Bronx.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
That's right. I heard the Pistol Pete nigga was real. Like, I'm going to give it up. I heard the Pistol Pete nigga, like a couple of niggas was up north with him. And heard of, because I'm in the streets, so I'm in tune to the streets. So I heard
and you was getting locked up a lot, too.
Yeah, right.
Let's make some noise if you're getting locked up a lot.
Still here.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, time out. Let me stop these people. Listen, well, all you motherfuckers here, and only four people clapping, I'm gonna keep it real.
Come
if
on.
You don't wanna clap, you can exit.
Yeah, exit.
Right now. This is a classic episode.
It's the number one podcast.
Continue.
I just feel like I've been a fan of Fat Joe since Jealous One's Envy.
That's what's up, man. It's
you
good for hip hop.
So
this is
like,
all good for hip hop.
But you know, hip hop is always competition.
Uh-huh.
You know how New York City is, and you know, I'm glad that shit is squashed. Rest in peace to Chris Lighty.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was the pioneer of this shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Doing this shit since the tunnel.
The tunnel was like Rikers Island.
It was like Rikers Island. No chain, no shoes. You
they take your shoes off when you walk through the door.
So it's like, for a nigga Chris Lighty, I seen, you know, deal with y'all, Foxy, 50, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought it was good for hip-hop, man. Shout out to Fat Joe.
Let's make some noise for Yeah, Yo, No. I've been saving this question the whole time. You guys was a part of that Chronic album. This is hands down one of my top favorite albums of all
hip-hop
time.
History.
And you guys was a part of that Chronic album. It's a two-part question. One, how did it feel about being a part of that album? And two, when y'all was making it, I heard stories of y'all saying y'all was all, like, didn't have a lot of money. But did y'all know y'all was making a classic? So you can answer it in which either two parts you want.
Hell no.
Me neither. I didn't know when I made the word was a classic. But go ahead, continue.
You never know.
These niggas always say but go ahead.
You never know you're making history because you're making it. It's like, man,
right.
We were starving, man. That's how we made the Dog Pound. Snoop had the apartment on Franklin. We was just
one
in
bedroom.
There. One bedroom. Stole for breakfast. We went to the store. Dad's still loaf of bread, little style, still some eggs. All that type of shit, bacon and
synchronize
shit.
Synchronize and hit the door.
Motherfucker, and come back and we cook that shit up, cuz. And then we go to the studio. Then dad learned how to break into the studio, cuz. That's how we started to
work.
And late at night.
Hot wire elevators.
What? Hold on, tell me. I never heard this before in my life. You got Hot Wire.
That was Solar Records.
Wow, Solar.
Dick Griffin.
Yeah. I remember
the Whispers,
that.
The Lake Show and all that shit. Mm. I would sneak up to the studio, grab one of the reels that he had in the bag and tape over that motherfucker. And then he coming in like, man, this motherfucker tape
that's
over
how
the
me and dad, that's how me and dad could work because, you know, everything was Dog and Dr. Dre. So we sneaking that motherfucker late at night. But no, we didn't know we was making history. Man,
this is the
million-dollar
question.
What?
Is the movie coming out?
I heard about the movie.
Waiting on the movie, man.
Damn Skip.
You know?
Tupac movie coming out. You know, my son.
Let's make some noise. Everybody. Your son is in that movie?
Yeah, he's playing me in the movie.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Shout out to your son, man.
Movie. He gonna play.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's
we
all.
Waiting on that one.
And he that's got all. Daddy, and it's our movie.
Yeah. 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 But wait, Nori. I'm supposed to be playing Nate Dogg, man. We talked about this shit.
Nah.
I can't be Nate Dogg. I don't look like Nate Dogg.
You can't sing, nigga.
Couldn't Nate Dogg see up his ass?
You look like the old lady for What's Happening. And back up. We heard Drew Hill around somewhere too. Let's pick them up. Let's pick them up. Cisco with the thong song. How many bitches you fuck, Cisco with the thong song? Listen,
how many bitches you fuck, man?
Cisco, what's going on, my brother? Listen, man. Listen, man. Go over there. You gonna shit? You gonna go in between the two gangsterous niggas and the West Coast?
I know I done fucked so many bitches. The goddamn Cisco and Drew Hill.
We got Tayo right.
Oh, we got Tayo too. What's up, baby?
Hey,
what's going on, man? I give hugs, man. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, this is listen.
See, cause back in the days when we was doing music, everybody just knew our voices.
Hold on. Dad's talking. Go ahead, Dad.
So, you know, like when we did the Chronic and shit like that, you know, it was some innovative, but when we was doing that, everybody just knew our voices. They didn't know our face. So motherfucker be bumping the Chronic right in front of us. And
they don't know that Dad did production on. Dad was the one DJing on Rat-a-tat-tat when they go, that was Dad.
That shit crazy.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
I didn't know he did addition to Rat-a-tat.
I knew that. But now, Daz, I seen you on Vlad TV.
Yeah.
You spoke about Michelle A. And you pointed out the fact that Michelle A had a baby by Dr. Dre.
Call that in the hood?
Hold on. You pointed out that Michelle A had a baby by Dr. Dre, had a baby by Suge, and was rubbing on Tupac in the studio.
What do you call a girl like that?
I don't know. What y'all call it in L.A.? Because I want to use y'all word. Okay, Cisco, Nokia. Oh. Nokia, you gave us beats, baby. Let's make some noise for Nokia. Goddamn. Cisco, I want you to keep it real with us.
What's up?
We seen you. You had a fight the other day, right? Or Jagged Edge?
That
is this true?
That wasn't a fight. Ain't nobody throw no hands.
Oh, there's
a scuffle.
Okay. How much?
Skirmish.
Okay. Let me ask you one question. How much pussy did you get off the thong song?
A lot of pussy.
I don't know if you could quantify it in actual numbers.
You ain't say quantify.
And you ain't have a DM back then.
How much juice?
Exactly. So they weren't sliding in your DMs. They were sliding in your face. What happened?
Absolutely. Man, they still playing that joint today.
Yeah. Yo, is your publishing checks crazy?
They nice.
All my jewels is real.
I got a song on that.
Oh, man. That song was like detrimental to you being existence
as a solo artist. But we was already multi-platinum before I even did
that. Is that when you got the bronze?
You was on the album.
I was on the album. That's right. I came and performed and I came out late. You remember that day? I came out too late. Y'all niggas was killing it so crazy. I was just slipping there and watched it. You know what I'm saying? So is that when you dyed the platinum hair? The platinum for the thong song?
Well, that was the
because y'all niggas from Baltimore. Niggas don't know. Y'all niggas is hood as fuck.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas from Baltimore. Niggas is from the wire. Them niggas thought the niggas was R&B.
I grew up right in the middle of all this shit.
Drew Hill is a crack selling place. When we used to rehearse in my house, we would get off the bus coming from school, and I'd be like, y'all niggas gotta shut the fuck up, because they gonna fuck y'all up. Y'all see y'all getting the house. Listen, at one point, New York niggas used to go to Baltimore and try to get money.
Yeah,
and Drew Hill was the park where it was a lot of crackheads in that park. At one point, I don't know if y'all cleaned up now.
So
when y'all called yourself
Every
Drew
time
Hill,
you see that
I automatically knew these niggas is hood niggas, and the people never heard of Drew Hill, they don't know that.
Every time you see that red house on the corner, that was on the wire, that was right next to my grandmother's house. So we get residual checks every time they show that.
They were serving drugs.
And then exactly what happened with Jagged Edge? What happened? Let's get to the point.
Dude, I don't know. We was drinking.
Okay. That's not a fair one.
We was drinking and
These niggas is gangsters, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know. And then we just
started.
Jagged Edge
some rough niggas, too, man. Yeah. But y'all boys.
We cool today.
Now, Now, yo. Let's get to you, right?
So, you got the mic?
I walked away unscathed.
All right.
So that means somebody else got hurt.
Because me and Kaboma had a fight. I won for sure. When me and Kaboma had a fight. Now, yo. We talked about Drew Hill's fight. How many people we y'all beat up in G-Unit? Like at the offices. I heard about y'all.
We got a list.
You got a list.
Being down with 50 is not like being down with like
Leo Combs.
Kanye or Jay-Z, one of them niggas.
No, 51's beef.
50, yeah, he's a street nigga. Yeah. Like, I can't front. I can't take nothing away from 50. He put niggas in position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said, being in the studio with Dr. Dre, guys like these guys, legends, Snoop, you know what I'm saying? It was always a dream to me. Like, I reached my dream in hip-hop already.
You know what I call it? Like, I be telling people, man, I reached the pinnacle of rap.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm telling you.
I did a song with everybody.
Yeah, once you in the studio with niggas like this and like M and Dre.
And you rapped on a Dre beat before?
Yes.
Like, I never rhymed on
I've been in the studio for the whole Get Rich or Die Trying.
My life sucks right now.
It was crazy for me because I don't know if they witnessed this in the studio, but Dre used to make 50 say a line like
50 times. I heard
50
that.
Times.
Corrupted right. about 300 times.
So he'd be like, say it like this. And it was just amazing.
Put some emphasis on it.
Right.
That you lay the whole rap, right?
Right.
You'll be like, yeah, Dr. Dre be like, yeah, that's banging right there. So, but I want you to say what, like, what?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to just redo that line, Dr. Dre. I'm going to redo that, that line, Dr. Dre. No, just do the whole verse over.
Right. Huh? And then look,
over and over again.
I remember when 50 was doing Many Men and Eminem.
Classic record.
He did the footsteps and he knew what movie the footsteps came from. And that was just amazing for me. Like, he knew, like, the footsteps, like...
This guy over here,
just
dude.
It was just amazing shit to me to be in the studio with these guys. Like, I hit my point. Madison Square Garden, Paris, Dubai, Africa. Yeah. I've been everywhere in the world. I've been around all the legends. Like, I don't know, man. I just feel
I'm going to be honest, cuz. In every crew, there's that one nigga that everybody roll with that's just that hood nigga. You just roll with him. You love him to death. Wu-Tang, you got Raekwon, and you got Ghostface.
That's right.
And ODB. And G-Unit, you had Tony, cuz.
Yeah,
Tony
you,
was there.
Let's make some noise for Tony holding it down.
Son, we was doing this all day.
Kevin came later on, when everything started going corporate and like Island Black Music disappeared, you know, they came and scooped us up, like right after we did the Rush Hour soundtrack. So that was like
I was on the Rush Hour soundtrack too, I think.
Yeah, that first one. Yeah.
Def Jam was cutting checks back then. Let's make some noise for Def Jam cutting checks.
We did the Rush Hour soundtrack at the time. We had gotten paid more than any other artist that had ever been on a soundtrack before.
Damn.
Now, they floors the hardcore to shoot the video.
Now listen, I gotta ask everybody this question. We're gonna start with you, and we're gonna go all around. All of us has been independent, all of us has been major. Right. What do you prefer?
I mean, I feel like when you on a major, like when we had Interscope, we had the red carpet, we had MTV, you had a lot of people working for you. And I feel like when you go independent, it's just like a lot of more legwork and a lot more to do. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all do you like more?
It's crazy. I like independent money, but I like the major promotion.
Agreed.
Dad.
I mean, I like independent, man.
You like independent?
It's like the dope game to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I go take $2,500, press me up 5,000 CDs, maybe 50,000. You know what I'm saying? So the order's coming in 30,000, 40,000. I go press that up 90 days later. I want the money, man. Fuck the fame. Yeah. I'm riding Bentley. You know, it's everything, man. It's a great experience. Plus, I own it all. You know, all 3,000 records, you dig, albums that I got, you know what I'm saying?
And you producing it, too.
So that's, but then you got to look
at
this.
And you writing your own shit.
You got to look at this. You get the check for the CD. You get the check for the digital. Right. Now, this is the other part of the game.
That door got to close.
Register the song. Now you're getting writers. And publishing. That's four checks.
Look how smart Daz is.
I'm like, man.
Now, he's mad smart.
He's on point. He's
four checks. Now, the fifth check.
Yeah.
Sound exchange.
I need to hang with you, man. You know what I
mean? Now, I'm going to ask you, Hill.
Don't forget the license.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all as a collective force. What do you like better?
Well, I mean... Like, honestly, me, like I got a different opinion about it because, you know, I went inside for, like, 8 years and, like, did and, like, worked in the monster for real. So it's, like, as an artist, once you get to see that side of it, it kind of, like, taints you for real because you, like, sitting there, like, yo, y'all been telling me this bullshit the whole time and that's what this shit really means for real. So, you know, I mean... It's a grind, but, you know, like you were saying, like, to know you own it all, and especially, like, for us, because we performing every week, so it's like we out there in front of the people. So it's like, you know, you want that promotion, and you kind of, you know, you miss it at first, but it's like, man, we've been doing it for 20 years, so it's like, how fucked up is it?
That's
for
true.
Real.
Now, you got a different answer? You look like you wanted to say something different. Nah, keep it real. Your face was different. Come on, talk to the mic.
I'm new, you know what I'm saying, for real, so, like... When I got in, it was
talk already, to the mic, though, my brother.
It was already an independent thing, you know what I mean? So I really don't know about the majors, but you know what I'm saying? I'm the new guy in Drew Hill now, you know what I mean? Like you said.
Oh, so it's just three of y'all now?
Nah, no, Jazz is around here somewhere. I don't know where
he is. Okay, now corrupt. I mean, you done? And corrupt. What do you like more?
I'm fucking with the majors, man. Yeah. Fuck the bullshit. The game over.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? The majors make you that brand. That brand is the money. Fuck the album and fuck the bullshit. The brand is the money because even after the majors, my nigga, I eat forever off that brand. You understand me? So my key is this here because Steven Tyler told Dog and all of us, you know, that's the problem with you rap guys. You fucking don't understand this is fucking rock and roll, Jack. You understand me? We get paid $1.5 million a show. So while the majors is making their money off our album, we triple that in 1 year, what they made off that album. Wow. Now they do these 360s. But we got a deal with no 360. All our show money is ours. All our merchandise is ours. Everything we do is ours away from the album. So, yeah, when they get that money from the album, they got to break it down in so many pieces. You think they all getting rich like that, but they break it down in so many pieces between what that company is about.
Right.
And you get your little piece. But at the end of the day, you touring. Who was it? It was Mick Jagger. He said, man, the record labels be begging us to make an album. Nigga, we don't make an album for 5 years, nigga. Fuck album, nigga. We touring 8 months out the year, nigga.
Right. See, I got
8 months at $1.5 million a gig. $2 million a gig, my nigga.
Wow.
And we touring over 8 to 10 months
out the year. They don't got no beef with nobody.
No beef with nobody.
No beef with rock and roll.
No rock and roll beef.
And then that's not mentioning their
merch.
You know, the merchandise. That's not mentioning the people that's paying them to do these commercials and that.
VIPs.
And all that shit. That's money.
Now, Capone,
$1.5 million in 1 week.
Okay. Now, Capone, what's yours?
A little bit different.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I recorded my album myself.
and sold it back to Death Jam. So a lot of people don't know that Thong Song, all that, that was under my label.
Oh, so that was, good job.
So, you know, that was a lot of the controversy.
11 on million, how, that all went to you. Let's make some noise for you.
A lot of money.
But yeah, I mean, because, you know, with the guys, we learned, we came right out of high school into the industry, so we learned a lot of hard lessons.
Right.
And, you know, bam, I came to Def Jam basically with my whole project, with the exception of maybe one or two songs. Mm.
Good job. Now, Capone, we're going to ask you, what do you like more, independent or major?
I mean, I came up in the 90s, so, you know, you got to realize that in that era of music, the label was the machine.
Right.
Machine.
When you're dealing with a machine, you're dealing with somebody that, you know, that's going to back you, that's going to spend three. A lot of people ain't never seen $1 million budget video, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. Daz, you seen it. Yeah. Corrupt, you
it
seen
don't
it?
Really cost $1 million, but they charge your ass $1 million.
No,
I will charge you $1 million.
Because he's flying Mr. Chow's in and all that. We know how that goes.
Right.
We know what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, now you can make... But now you can make that same $1 million video for $20,000.
Exactly.
Less than that.
All right, now, Corrupt, you had one of the most classic Vlad interviews ever. That was classic. Pass Corrupt the mic.
You don't remember
the Vlad?
What was going on there?
Yeah, you just spaced out, Corrupt. We loved it. You were like, we don't want your blocks, cuz we got a... We love that, Corrupt. We love that. What happened during that?
I'm just saying, cuz, you know, I love New York, cuz.
Yeah.
You know, the bullshit got to stop, man.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
We love New York, and everybody knows it.
And New York love y'all.
And they was on my little nigga's head, man. They was on my little nigga Kendrick's head, cuz. And it's enough is enough.
It was a big misunderstanding.
Right. And when Vlad brought it up,
right?
You know, that kind of pissed me off, cuz. Right. Don't ask me that. You already know what that is.
Now, we loved you for standing
up. So he hit the button, and I gave him what he wanted.
Let's make some noise for Corrupt. Yeah.
Make some noise! You hear me?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Hold on, I gotta take the time out. We got CNN and Dog Pound here.
That's right.
I'm the motherfucking DJ here. I gotta ask the question that everybody wanted to know back in the days. When CNN did the LA joint, what was going on in y'all heads when that happened?
It was all bad.
Niggas and doing all other kind of shit, you know. You know what I'm saying? We just knew, you know, it was hip hop. Right.
No,
did y'all take it personal or not really?
No, it was all bad.
It was all bad.
I got a story, right? New York that came out, LA that came out, right? And then
you know what I'm trying to figure out? Which one is the nigga me putting in the truck?
So look, we go to LA, and they're like, yo, you gotta go to the radio station. So I'm like, cool, but they're like, you gotta come by yourself. So I'm like,
you was a brave nigga.
I'm in LA, right? But this is how I know the niggas is real niggas, though. So I'm in LA, it's you, Snoop, Daz, Corrupt, all y'all niggas. I walk in the studio, I'm like, oh shit! I'm Dodo.
Right.
And the niggas was like, what up, nigga? I was like, because the radio station told me I could had to come up. You in jail, nigga. He looking at me like, I don't remember that. He was in jail. But listen. But that was the craziest shit. That's how I knew they was real niggas. They wasn't tripping on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like that. And now I gotta ask you, yo, you know, with all that, and we talk about the West Coast, East Coast, y'all had Game on your team. I thought y'all was the most powerful when Game was a part of y'all crew. I still feel like that.
With the Game situation, like, me, honestly, I never really understood it. Because I came home from jail and I just felt blessed. You know what I'm saying? I came home, I had a condo in Battery Park. I could see the Statue of Liberty.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming from Rikers Island to that.
He's rich.
So it's like, 50, right, you my nigga. Banks, right, you my nigga. Gabe, you my nigga. Buck, right, you my nigga.
Right.
I didn't understand the rap game. You know what, right, I'm saying? But I felt like Game had henchmen, mm-hmm, in his ear at that time.
Glacius,
you know,
I hear you, Glacius. Please,
right,
be quiet.
I feel like he had henchmen in his ear at that time. I felt like it was just bad blood from, mm, there. Like, I feel like Henchman was putting shit.
Because Henchman was like a guy that y'all ain't really messed,
right,
with.
I didn't understand.
What's Henchman?
Listen.
We ain't getting all that.
This is why I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This is why I didn't understand it. Game was a nigga from L.A. Henchman was a nigga that supposedly set up Pop from New York.
Oh,
I didn't understand it. You know, mm, what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't get it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? 50 was a nigga in position. Mm. He gave Game some records. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I heard this is how we do all these records before they came out. I'm just a loyal nigga. Mm. Like, I feel like it's a team. Game used to call my phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I need you on this record. If you notice Game's first album, who's the only nigga from G-Unit that's on Game's album? I'm running. Yo, mm. Tony Yayo.
Indeed.
Right? Mm. So it was never really a problem with right. the Game.
Right.
You know what I felt like niggas kind of probably went wrong with the Game? His man, God bless the day, his man Billboard got smoked. Yeah. And he wanted niggas to come to the funeral when niggas was busy doing all right. kinds of shit. I don't know if niggas got in his ear. I don't know if it's the henchman shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But right. I just never understood.
But in your heart, did you ever want to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, try to put that together? Because at the end of the day, just, you're a general of G-Unit.
Look,
so.
I'm just a loyal nigga. You okay. understand what I'm saying? All the politics in the rap game, I never understood. I just was a nigga that came home. I used to sell drugs on 134, bum ass dirty nigga.
God,
you know
bro?
What I'm saying? God, bro. Oh, I used to be on the block.
I sold drugs on 107 at God, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, me coming home, like I said, you. From Rikers Island to Battery Park, it was big for me. And I always respect 50. 50 done bought Bentleys for me.
Right.
Banks done came see me. You know what I'm saying?
Because the banks. A drama, like you had right. something to do with help putting that back together, right?
Right. I mean, I feel like Banks is always going to be my nigga.
Not Banks. I'm saying Banks. I mean Buck.
Yeah,
Buck. Banks. I'm sorry.
I mean, niggas is men. Niggas yeah. going to always argue. If niggas right. don't argue, then something's wrong, man.
Yeah,
something,
yeah.
Niggas,
relationship is
something fixed. Ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like niggas going to argue. Niggas, right. it's the game. People's right. watching every move you make. Everybody right. got, you know, something to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, as for them niggas, man, I love everybody, man.
Let's make some noise and yeah, yo, loving that.
Woo! Oh, yeah! Loyalty.
Yes,
I came home to a lot. That's why I'm always going to respect Fifth. No matter what we go through, or Banks or Buck or anybody, I'm always going to respect
real them. Niggas.
I came right. I came home to a good situation. Like I said, I done
room.
Been to Paris. I've been to Dubai. I've been in the studio with Dre. I've been in the studio with N. 50. Like, I'm straight. Like, I for hip hop, I'm good. I could be dead and going tomorrow, and they just be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot. I survived a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, rest in peace to Chinks. You see a nigga like Chinks that really didn't even have too many beefs
right.
and got taken out.
Right.
Because when you a rapper, you a fucking target.
Regardless.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Right. You know what I mean? You getting bitches, you getting money, you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? When you a rapper, you a target. You know what I'm saying? I've been with 50 since we was on a tour. A lot of people don't know, like, I was on the Nostradamus tour.
I remember that.
A lot
I remember
of people that.
50 opened up for Nas. Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
Nas was a nigga like Queensbridge, the whole y'all niggas like
me, 50,
right.
Nature, all was up, in Bearsville.
Yeah, I looked up to this. I remember when 50 right. was in the Columbia system. I remember how hard he worked, and I just always respected that and respected what niggas did. Like I said, I was on tour with Nas. Nostradamus tour.
That's hard.
Jungle,
that's hard.
Yep. Course.
That's my nigga.
Them niggas ain't know who I was. I was nobody, nigga. I'm gonna keep
he
it
was
real.
A shooter. Come
I'm
on.
Just a nigga.
We know who you was.
I'm a nigga.
We know who you was.
I'm a nigga.
You weren't incognito, nigga. We knew who you was.
Listen, I'm a nigga.
We knew.
Listen, I'm a nigga that was just chilling.
Before
I can tell you a story. I can tell you.
Let's get to that story. Let's get to it.
I'm on a tour with Nas, right? So you know how, you know, 50 had a bitch, whatever. I'm the nigga that's left in the lobby. You know, I'm just, I'm in the lobby. I got the Movado.
With the one diamond in the top?
The Movado. No. Yeah. That cream in the niggas gave 50 for Ja Rule chain. Oh. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to, like for real. I that's what I'm saying. 50's a real nigga. Like, right. It's a real situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that day in the Hit Factory, like I said again, them niggas could have got smoked.
Right.
Because niggas had the 45 ACP with no safety, nigga. Mm. And it was in a room with Tone and Pope, but they producing niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They ain't going to open the door if they hear some drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if that gun was in that room, it would have been a totally different situation. Nigga.
Okay, hold on, because Jack Drew keep whispering in my ear that Drew Hill got to go, right? But he also whispered in my ear that Nokia. Your baby mama's Angie Martinez. How did that happen? Let's make some noise for that. Let's make some noise for that. Let's make some noise.
This nigga staying trying to get me talk about that situation. All I'm gonna say is this.
Right.
We have a beautiful son that's getting ready to
he be,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be a teenager. Right. He'll be a teenager this week.
Right.
Shout out.
And that's it.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hold up, before Drew Hill leave.
Voice in New York ain't let you.
This is DJ EFN. We one mic short tonight.
Yes, we are.
And Cisco, I just got you here. I got to take the opportunity to say this. I had a classic. I'm a mixtape DJ from Miami. Classic freestyle was at the Thong Song. I think remix. Met the man, Redman, were there. South Beach.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Redman gave me the illest freestyle ever on one of my mixtapes right there because I worked for Def Jam at the time. And then on the flip side, Mike's girlfriend did her debut music video gig at your shit.
And
the story. And the story.
I remember that. You got her off. You stopped fucking with her. I remember this. You stopped fucking with her. You stopped fucking with her. You stopped fucking with her. You done made this nigga fall out of love, nigga. Let's make some noise for you, nigga. Right there.
I got to get back to this Angie Martinez machine. Oh, she is super bad, man.
She's super bad. I want to give it up one time for him cracking Angie Martinez. That's my friend Angie is my friend.
Right.
That's my nigga. Angie's my nigga.
Angie plays no
this
games.
This is a Jack Driller aggression. I don't know why I got pulled into it, but I got pulled into it, man.
And Angie plays no games. That's why I can't understand.
You see,
I don't even understand how he cracks.
She's a great
Angie,
person.
She plays no games.
Jack Driller. It's Jack Driller.
Don't like nobody.
Happy birthday, Jack Driller.
Happy birthday.
Let's get it. Let's get back together. Now, what was? Hold on. Now, what was your favorite years of Death Row? You know what's crazy today? You know what's crazy today? I watched y'all perform, right? And I heard y'all perform a record from '94.
Yeah, that's what it was.
'94. I was in jail. So that means to tell me, come on, y'all, come on, let's quiet down. So that means to tell me that in '94, when I was in jail, y'all niggas already had classics. So what's your favorite year at Death Row? When everything was right.
Every one of them up until 96.
That's where it ended.
I came out of jail, 96. This is true.
Yo, let me get a photo out.
Oh, come on, let's do it. In the middle of the podcast.
Right up
in the middle of the podcast. Let's we all stand up. Come on. Let's do it. And we ain't edited this shit. Oh, my knees is bad.
Do it.
My knees is bad.
Do it.
Yeah, mine too.
Yo, Drew Hill, thank y'all for coming through. Participating. The show.
We in. This is a moment right here.
This is a moment.
You got me?
Drain,
you got that good camera?
Drain got the wide lens. Drain got the wide lens.
You ready?
That's what's up. Did you get it?
Yeah.
We're leaving this in the podcast. We don't edit shit.
So now.
It's the most popping podcast.
So now, Tony Yayo.
What's up, man?
Yo, my brother. Great seeing you, my brother. Thank y'all for coming through, man. Thank y'all. I really appreciate that. Cisco, I really appreciate that.
Cisco,
thank y'all.
You know we wanted that song. Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Me and Lyle got into it.
Yeah, we gotta do. We gonna do another one. So now, okay, we leaving all this. This is why we number one. We leave all this dumb shit. You know why the fans? I like you. His horn duty is good. So now, yeah, yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
Y'all had Olivia on.
Right.
G-Unit. How was it working with Olivia?
Real quick, you guys.
I'm good.
Olivia was. It was cool.
We're recording, guys.
Recording. Calm it down. Get it quiet in here.
Yeah, let's get it. I love this.
Get it fucking quiet.
We got the guests helping out.
You brought up some other shit. Like,
yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, we're bringing up Olivia. You told me to bring up Olivia, too.
Now, Olivia was
Jack Driller
always
person.
Cool.
Yeah.
But they had an option. I don't know. I heard there was an option between Keisha Cole and Olivia.
No, y'all was going to sign Keisha Cole?
I don't know. I was locked up.
Y'all fucked up.
But I like Keisha Cole.
Y'all fucked up.
I like Olivia.
I heard there was an option
to sign Keisha Cole.
Wow, that's crazy. That fucked me up right there.
It's a lot of shit I've seen in hip-hop. Like, I remember our first time when we was in Atlanta and all the shit happened with Ja Rule, 50 Punch Ja Rule.
You keep going back to this.
Nah.
You keep going back.
But look, he punched Ja Rule in the eye.
I don't like this story.
I want it to be drama.
I remember Ludacris was the radio nigga.
Chris Lover.
He was Chris Lover. And I seen him blow. So you just never know what you're going to see in the game, man. I experienced a lot. Like seeing a lot. Like I said, being on tour with Nas. Fucking experiences in the studio.
Because y'all said your favorite years of Death Row was every year up until 96. So what was your favorite years at G-Unit?
I would say coming home, the free year.
Coming home.
You know, being on Rikers Island.
Now, Capone used, I'm sorry, I want you to get in this story because people be telling me I cut people off.
No, it's cool.
But Capone used, I just came coming home for like 4 years.
Right.
He was like, every time somebody said, yo, you know, he was like, I'm just coming home. He was like, you got to do it for Capone.
But look, when he came
home. How long
home,
did you use
look,
it?
But when he came home and you had the CNN report and, you know, the jail phone calls, that's like the Kwame Mega with Nas shit. You know what I mean? Like, you study, like, yo, who is this nigga? Like, I'm a nigga that study hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just a nigga, regular rap nigga, you know what I'm saying? I was in the basement, rest in peace, with my nigga Fat Shy, and we listened to records from the Gap Band, the CNN, to Throw a Pound, to fucking Michelle. You know what I mean? I remember that Michelle.
Now the Dog Pound. DPG, I seen the second song when y'all performed.
Oh,
the second song that y'all gave love to was Nate Dogg.
Oh, yes.
And for me, I looked at the youngins around the crowd, and I noticed a lot of young people didn't know this song.
Right.
But for y'all to come out, and that was y'all second song, y'all gave love to Nate Dogg. How important is that? Because Nate Dogg, if it wasn't for Nate Dogg, in my opinion, we wouldn't have a Future. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a T-Pain. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a... You name them.
Ty Dolla Signs.
Jack Thriller, you ain't in that comedy. I'm gonna ask you to chill out. But I'm gonna ask you to relax. But
The Weeknd.
How was it working? Look with the original, because that's the first. Like he's the first rapper singer.
Man, we grew up doing robberies and other things.
Wait, Nate was doing robberies too?
Nate was
That's what's up.
Nate was in the military.
Word.
Man, shout out to Nate Dogg.
Let's make some noise for Nate Dogg. God bless. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. So, yeah, he was a guy.
He was a gangster.
And he was from Long Beach, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
Nate was a rider.
But he had the hooks, though.
You know, when we was at Death Row, right?
Uh-huh.
We were going to Death Row.
Because y'all brought Nate Dogg with y'all,
no
right?
No matter, man.
They didn't have Nate Dogg.
He was with Dogg.
Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Wow. It was Snoop, Nate, and G-Dub, Warren G. And, you know, you really have to worry about nothing because Daz and Nate, they always had the heaters.
We the you know, we the enforcers.
Yeah, they always had the heaters.
The singer, nigga. So yeah, you couldn't get bodied back then. If you got bodied by a singer, nigga, it was for real. Yeah, well, okay.
Hey, don't even think about singing.
Wow.
When we was in Oakland, and motherfuckers ain't have me and Daz money. We had Nate with us. So D-Shot picked us up. Said, come on, we gonna go. We went to the East Mount Mall. And Nate,
we did a show in an abandoned mall.
Right. And D-Shot did like you did with me.
I love this story.
You know,
D-Shot did with us what you did with me, because you know Nori dropped me off that nickel.
That's right. That's
right. In New York.
That's
like, right. Take care of yourself. I said, okay, right. Shit. But that's what D-Shot did. He was like, here, man, take this and take this. So Daz and Nate had the heater, and we had to take the promoter in the back, count this shit.
And you walked him down the stairs, and the lights went off.
And the motherfucker turned the light off. Somebody leaned on that motherfucker's light.
Down.
And we turned it on, and Nate and Daz was like, nigga! Oh, yeah. So, you know, every time, man, Nate wasn't just a crooner or a singer, man. Nate was G, man. Nate was pulling licks. Nate was a beast.
Yeah, race of peace, Nate Dogg, man. Word of
mouth.
Nah, Jack Thriller, I'm sorry. You do not look like Nate Dogg.
96.
Did Nate Dogg, remember that time we was in New York? Was Nate Dogg with you that time when I had the barbecue and I moved it to the, I had it in the hood. And then I moved it to the crib. Was Nate with you?
Right.
Or RBS and Nate, right?
That's right.
I believe so, man.
That's right. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
me and you, Nori.
Yeah,
man, we got so many stories.
Man.
I mean, you know, we
for the record,
big,
corrupt,
man.
I love you, man.
You know
what I'm saying?
That's a great day.
Daz, I love you, man.
That's a great day.
I love you, man. Listen, man, and I love y'all for participating in this crazy shit. Because as you can see, we the most unprofessional professional podcast. Because we're unprofessional, because it's about 55 motherfuckers in here that weren't invited. And then it's like, professional because we're not kicking them out.
Yeah.
We're just telling them just not to talk in the side. Let's make some noise right now.
Hey, but you know what, Nori? I'm going to tell you like this, guys.
Yes,
what's really crazy is that it's a lot of people who me and Delmar and the homies, me and Daz and all of us, had issues with.
I like Delmar.
Right?
That's a hard name.
I was about to say, that was Delmar?
That's my bad.
Well, I ain't going to call you Delmar from now on, if that's okay with you.
Wow.
I want to get to this point real quick.
Before you go there, though, I want to say this, Nori.
Go ahead, please.
You know, it's crazy that through the history of hip-hop, because we are historic, all of us being together right now. And the thing is that a lot of the people that me and Delmar had issues with and that all of us had issues with us,
right.
All the people that had issues with us, a lot of them is my best friends right now.
For real.
Like
life
yourself.
Changes, word. Like, yourself, you know what the crazy shit is? Every time anybody ever talk about like the LA, New York, I be like, Daz Corrupt is the closest niggas I got on the West Coast. Like, and that's crazy. That's real shit right there. Like, all these years. But I want you to finish your story. They always tell me I cut people off.
Lazy Bone.
Lazy
Bone. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my best friends.
Yeah, B back in the day.
Records of Death, bro.
Oh, yeah. How can I forget that?
Oh, for real.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, for real.
Right. Why? Because
all mama. And that's one of my best friends to this day.
Wow.
Crazy.
Eazy-E and Dre was beefing.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I chopped it with DMX. Me and DMX is homeboys.
I heard you see DMX the other day in the airport.
Yeah,
I was drinking. I got the drop on you.
Yeah, I smashed everything.
Yeah. You want to get in that?
I want some of that champagne.
Can I be an honorary crip today?
Yeah, I'm going
to just keep saying cuz. The whole episode. I'm going to be an honorary crip.
I'm going to dip into the trash can.
Don't ruin the crip, man.
But you know, it's crazy. Prodigy, that's one of my good friends. You know what I'm saying? And Havoc. It's just crazy.
But that one ain't record, though. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, though, it's crazy because, you know, all of these different people who the issues was with, my best friends nowadays. Damn, let me get some of that good old fashioned shine, that moonshine. Give me some of that moonshine, that hooch. Yeah, man, they good friends of mine right now to this day, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's cracking, man. Best friends, actually.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Nori, I always loved you. You don't feel
like hip hop always been competition since?
Wait, hold on.
Did you take a bottle of Tony? That's what hip hop is. That's what hip hop is.
Let's make some noise for Drew. Drew Hill. No, we had three bottles. It's only two now.
They dug you out.
They dug? I'm about to say, Drew Hill, the third out bunch of gangsters.
I feel like hip hop always been competition since KRS-One,
Busy B,
and before that,
totally. You know what I mean?
Always.
So it's like, before that,
yeah.
You know, you don't never want to see somebody get killed in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You never want to see people get shot or go to violence. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but.
But y'all shot niggas in front of Hot 97. This is true, right? This is true, right?
Who shot somebody?
After us. I think we did the first shootout in front of Hot 97.
You never want to see an artist get killed. Like, rest in peace to Chinx. Rest in peace to Stax. I'm a fan. You know.
Chill. The Houston talk.
Look, rest in peace to Freaky Ty.
Big L.
A lot of niggas that died from gun violence. You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
Right.
And being a rapper is a target. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, the hip-hop I came up to was like, when Tupac did come out with the Machiavelli shit, and then Biggie came with Who Shot Ya on the radio, it was just like, man, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Even when 50, like, I look at 50 career, like, Jay-Z dissed him.
Okay.
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent? And 50 was a crazy nigga, like, love this shit. Yeah.
Right. That's hard.
And
we need this inside story, yo. Keep going.
No, it's hip hop. Right.
It was hip hop, because, you know, he just corrupt.
Right.
Yeah. Corrupt 50 came back with this corrupt.
50 discorrupt.
50 ain't discorrupt.
Never.
Come on, let's talk about it. We don't remember this. Let's go.
Niggas was hungry. You gotta understand. You can ask Young Buck.
What's that line you said, Corrupt? What's the line you said?
On How to Raw?
No, Corrupt came back and did 50 on the song.
See, the thing
is... Listen, when 50 had How to Raw...
Wait. But the thing is, see, the West Coast in the West... It's just different than New York.
Right, yes.
We take shit to heart.
Right, yeah.
No, it's not a hip-hop beef.
Right, right.
It's real.
Right.
Dang,
when a nigga
so you don't think
gun,
you don't take shit to heart either? We take shit to heart.
I mean, we take shit to heart too, bro.
I know you do, but I'm just saying.
It's like you said, it's a competition in New York in certain things.
Yeah, he right.
I seen motherfucking Jigga. And Nas in the same club,
right.
They just smashed each other and shit. They was in the club kicking it like they just came from a baby shower or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
they
do you think it's because of gang culture? You think that is because of gang culture? Like,
it's just the house. You know what I'm saying? It's just for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, when you. It's just not a hip hop battle.
Right.
When we say fuck you, it's for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When nigga talking shit about you, it's serious because it's like it's going to end in a squabble.
Right.
Bottom line, it's not going to end in just rapping. It's like, cuz, I don't like you.
Right.
I really do not like you, my nigga.
Right.
This is not rap.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking about fuck you, it's very for real. Like, cuz, I want to beat you up.
Are we so glad rap is not like that no more?
Yeah, we're so glad that shit's over. Yeah. Like, I keep telling my youngsters and everybody, you know. I tell my youngsters.
He said it's still
I tell, hey, look,
he's talking about the competitive spirit, though.
I tell my youngsters and I tell all my pupils.
Right.
The 90s is dead.
Right.
Okay.
Facts.
Right. The 90s is dead, but it's never the artist. It's the entourage.
It's the streets.
That's why Corrupt is right.
He said entourage.
It's the entourage. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So it's not really the artist.
Well, it depends on what artist it is.
But the artist is surrounded themselves with the entourage.
It depends on who it is. Everybody's
an individual. Everybody's
the streets.
Everybody's an individual.
Yeah, of course. Right. The artist wants to be tied into the streets.
We all from the streets.
The artist wants to be tied into the streets. And the streets is tied into the artist.
Rap shit. In this street shit, like you talking to a nigga that had beef with Jimmy Hendrix.
Right.
Mom's crib, got shot 22 times, niggas had silences.
Damn.
Niggas shooting my Bentleys.
My
like,
God.
I've been through some real shit in the streets and in the rap shit. Seen it turn real.
Right.
So you gotta understand, at the end of the day, it's a thin line between love and hate, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But,
you're a fucking target.
Yeah, it's true.
You're a fucking target. Every day you wake up in the morning, you're a target. You can go to your hood. What happened? What's going on?
Died on the podcast.
My nigga had the
Capone's a target to himself right now.
Capone died.
My nigga died on the podcast.
That's that Kush. That LA weed. Yeah. That LA shit got him.
I'm telling you about Whitney.
Yo, the mic. I don't hear shit. Mike's is dead.
What happened?
Podcast dead.
Yo, what the fuck? Niggas hit a wire.
Podcast down. Podcast down.
This is
in the right amount of time.
You good? Is Mike? Mike is not a drunk nigga. Mike is not a drunk nigga. I'm disappointed.
We still on?
Oh, there we go.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. We live. My man got it.
Yo, but just to play real quick, devil's advocate, right?
Right.
Devil's advocate.
No. Go ahead, devil's advocate.
Mike's is all fucked up.
I want to hear what you got to say.
God, you hear me, though?
I want to hear what you got to say.
On the devil's advocate shit.
Okay, devil's advocate. Okay.
When does the cycle end?
What do you mean when it's
like the cycle? Like when does the artistry? Again, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Look,
because mind you, you saying rappers. Look, I'm a DJ. I'm in the streets too.
When you a street nigga,
I got the same
street shit. Happen.
I'm still dealing with the same shit too as a DJ too.
All right,
in the streets.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is, when do we all end the cycle?
In what cycle?
The cycle of whatever. Like when the shit, like when the streets is connected to the music.
Yeah.
And back and forth. Like obviously, look, like with the Troy Ave situation, like, it's continuing.
Right.
And maybe it never ends. I'm not saying that we have an answer for it.
Okay,
you
talking from an angle when the cycle ends, all right? Like, you talking to a nigga that hip-hop police used to follow on a date.
Right.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you got a show. You're not doing your show today. Shut down. Curly Top. I don't know. You don't know who Curly Top is.
No.
Curly Top is the top hip-hop police, when you come to New York, you see Curly Top, you better run, motherfucker.
Yo, let me tell you
something. You better run.
Yo, listen, one time I seen Curly Top, I tried to touch his shit. He was like, yo. I was like, is that right. Ass Curl? He's like, yo.
So
like,
you
he wanted to shoot me, my nigga.
You come in. We dudes from the street.
Action
right?
Pooh. I call him right
like, now. You see the Bobby Shmurda situation, right?
Mm.
What they doing, the prosecutor and DA and the feds, they're going to make an example out of a nigga because he's a young rapper on the come up.
Right.
Mm. So they give his man 98 years.
Mm.
And they give his other man 53 years.
Right.
So
makes no
other
sense.
Niggas see that and be like, well, we're going to make an example out of him because he's a rapper and all the young kids see him and...
Mm.
Like O'Malley.
We niggas from the street just trying to come up.
Out of Troy Ave.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Even the Ave situation. God bless him. I hope he's good. You know what I mean? You got Scotland. You know what I mean? Free Troy Ave. But you know what I'm saying? Situations happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's the streets. You know
now, this is something I wanted to ask a West Coast dude forever. Because right now in New York, we are really... It's really gang banging for real. Like, I mean, it's never going to be like L.A., Not even a little. Are we good? Not even a little bit. But in our hood now, in New York City, there's actually people who come outside. They wear blue. They hang in the blue section. Right. And now there's people that wear red. And at first, I said to them, I said, y'all niggas is fugazi, right? But then I thought about it. I said, then, you know, hip hop is everybody's. So do you feel like gang cultures could be everybody's, or we will never understand it? Like these
I
people.
I call it migrate.
You call it what?
Migrate.
Migrate? Yeah, it's a big word, Daz. I've only got 7th grade education.
Migrating.
Oh, migrating. Oh, okay, all right. That's when you, it all mixes together. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But this, you know, this I mean,
but does, is that bugged out to you real, when you see a...
No, because it looked like this. Because I wrote a script, crazy. Right? I got a movie.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I would like to be in this movie.
It's called Respect Due, but
right.
I call it Colors Too. New York.
In New York. You need me to put this together, Daz. Yeah. This is why we met today.
Well, can I say something to you?
I'm executive producer.
I mean, Colors, you know what I'm saying? If you look at Colors, it started from L.A.
Right.
Now, if you go from Colors to New York, it's a whole nother
Oh, that's a whole
right.
Yeah.
But you gotta, but I'm you cutting gotta, this out the podcast because I'm selling that movie. We're selling that
movie. But this is what I can say. Like, in New York, you got real Bloods and real Crips. You got niggas
right.
like Pistol Pete that rode around with bodies in their trunk. You got niggas that cut niggas on a train on blood shit just for initiation.
That's what I'm saying. When the murder shit get into it.
I just feel like it's real everywhere you get. But I feel like, look, a nigga from coming from Southside Jamaica to moving to Long Island in the burbs. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold on. We gotta make some noise for you. Moving to the burbs. God damn it. Come on.
Look.
Make some noise, nigga. Yo, come on. Come on. Come on.
It's a fucking difference.
Right.
When I'm in Southside, God, bro, the liquor store closed at 12 o'clock, or maybe I can catch the bootlegger. Right. When I'm in Long Island in the burbs, the liquor store closed at 8, 9 o'clock, nigga. What does that tell you? I can go to Farm Fried, Crown Fried, 4 in the morning. When I'm in the burbs, none of that shit is open for me to catch a heart attack or for something for me to happen to me. It's a difference. So niggas turn into what their environment is. If you got a nigga from Brownsville, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in his family is Crip. What the fuck you think he gonna turn to? You gonna tell me that just because he from New York, he ain't a real Crip or a real Blood?
Right.
Hell no. Because when we go to Rikers Island, nigga,
I wouldn't tell him that.
Rikers Island is the realest shit I seen in my life. That's the realest shit I seen in my life. Like being on a bus. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, look. The first one.
Niggas turn into what
the
environment is.
Look, the first ones that pushed that line was like Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was on that.
We see the documentary.
And the whole thing is, cause no matter where you, it ain't about where you from, it's where you at, my nigga.
Right.
And you can't take nothing from there. I wouldn't tell near one of them young niggas they ain't what they say they are.
Cause them niggas, you know what? Cause them niggas
I'm
is
not
dying
mad at the New York
for
gang
what
members.
They are. We go to Brownsville,
you know what?
We go to
New York, people need to hear that.
We go to Queens, these niggas,
line,
like,
my nigga.
Niggas turn into what their environment
line,
is.
My nigga.
Know what I'm saying? If I was still in the hood, what would I be? Locked up, dead, in jail, direct sales.
Me too.
Like,
right.
What would the fuck I be
direct,
if it wasn't for rap? Check my rap sheet. I got direct sales, bail jumping. I got all kinds of shit. So if it wasn't for 50 and Jesus and niggas.
Let's make some noise for 50 and Jesus, goddammit. Let's also make noise for Kevon Diane.
Let me tell you. After 50 got shot, right? After 50 got shot nine times.
Damn, God.
He used to drive from Pennsylvania, PA, in the Poconos with a MAC-10 30 shot clip. Every single fucking day.
That's like in the movie.
We had no AC. No AC. Plymouth van. Me and him driving from Pennsylvania to New York with the Mac every single day. Now, there's times when we had tour bus full of guns. We could have caught up Bobby Smurda or any one of these cases. But God was on nigga's side.
Right.
And you know, when as you get older, you look at that shit like, damn. Niggas was lucky, my
Got a
nigga.
Break.
Right.
Niggas blessed. Was lucky, my
they
nigga.
Blessed.
Niggas was blessed. Like, niggas went as much y'all niggas wildin' at that time. Like,
that's very true.
90s hip hop was different. Like,
oh, see, boy. I be watching, like, a lot of the gangster documentaries. That Queens shit.
Yeah. We foul niggas in Queens. It's a fact.
You know,
let's make
like,
some noise for us being foul in Queens. You know what? You know, let me tell you something. Queens remind me of LA a lot because, as opposed to like, you know, like, you know, they always have beef. Y'all in LA, like, as far as artists go,
right.
Y'all always have, and I can't tell because it was because y'all crews, because it was gangs.
Neighborhoods.
Yeah, or neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Because. Like, to me, Queens remind me of L.A. It's just like, you know what I mean? Because, like, Niggas don't get on. Let me get a bogey.
I think it remind me. Look,
hey,
you take that.
Nah, I'm gonna take your last one.
Go ahead.
Am I gonna take your last bogey? Oh, I'm gonna take next to last bogey.
I think because when you go like Compton and shit, you see grass and houses and shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they kill you right there. They kill you right there.
That's the hood. They got that nice grass. But that's Compton. That's the hood.
I hung out with you, Corrupt.
And inside the house is straight shit.
Yeah, I remember I hung out with you, Corrupt, and I was going to a Louisiana Fried Chicken every day. And then you came and picked me up, and I went to that Louisiana. He said, nigga, what the fuck are you doing getting out of here? I was like, I was coming here every day. He said, the Mexican will kill you. I had no idea what I was doing. It was a Louisiana Fried Chicken. And you told me, you said, you nigga, you out of line.
I'm like, come on, guys. Time to roll.
And then I remember you brought me to it was a Crip block, and I believe a Monster Cody block was right up the block. It was A-Tray Gangsta or something.
To my neighborhood.
And your neighborhood is right down the block from that.
Right, and then up the Stang on 83rd is where the riots started. A-Tray set that shit off. They did that, cuz. They put it in.
And that's not Florence and Normandy.
That's
where the riot started.
Right.
Make some noise for me being half an LA nigga.
Good job.
Good job. I ain't going front. Y'all see, let me tell y'all about the reason why I say that it reminds us of Queens, because like, you know, their hoods is similar to like South Jamaica. Right. South Jamaica has houses.
You see houses.
We have houses. We have houses, so you might get confused. You might be like, oh, I'm good.
I'm not in the hood.
I'm not in the hood. Yeah, then the niggas behind the tree like this.
Right. Yeah,
what you doing, my nigga?
Right.
Like, yeah, what are you doing here? You right here? And that's the same way their hood is. Like, you drive through, and you might be like, damn, I don't see niggas outside. Them niggas is outside. Them niggas just looking at your ass because this is crazy shit. When I brung Corrupt to the Bronx, I had him in the Bronx chilling, and they would watch every car go through. And that shit was crazy to me because we don't watch no car go through. Every car that went through, they was like, I'm like, yo, y'all, nah, y'all can relax. And they like, nah, this is y'all, they trained to like, but in New York, that's the exact opposite. Yeah, we trained to see a nigga walk up.
Because in New York, you can really go anywhere you want.
Right.
You can go to the Bronx. You can go uptown. You can go home.
Yeah, you're right.
In L.A., you can't really move around like that. Like, you can't go over there.
Hey, look, we were sitting there.
It's different in New York. Hey. You can move around anywhere.
We told Corrupt he good, but Corrupt still was, he's going to 4-5, my nigga.
I'm sitting there with Nori. Nigga sitting on a little brick thing right there, right? And I'm just sitting there with Nori, car. Mm-hmm. Just moving so fast. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, cuz.
Now, you, RBX, all of y'all. It was all of y'all. Cuz. Every time a car passed by, y'all all looked, and I started to realize.
You know what I think it is about LA New York, though?
We didn't have that.
I'm not used to that, man.
Niggas come there, they not used to seeing big ass.
Like, to go to Rocksdale, you got to park and go through Rocksdale.
That's what I'm saying. Projects ain't big. They might have little buildings. It's different than when you come to New York, nigga, projects might be. Look at left rack.
Right, yeah. It's huge. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
Let's make some noise for Tony Yayo. Know what he's talking about. But y'all projects.
I mean, we got.
They don't got projects.
Niggas and Gardens.
Right.
And everywhere else.
Apartments. We got buildings.
Circle 5. Circle 2.
Come on, niggas.
I call New York an ant farm. Like, when I go there, it feels crazy. No, that's the way it looks.
People like, in my city,
everything's upstacked.
It's all crisp in my city.
Long Beach. I'm not going to lie to you. My first time I went to Long Beach, I never saw red. Like, the whole time I was in Long Beach for like 2 weeks, I was like, the innocent people don't wear red.
You know what's crazy? Like, in New York, it feel like, oh, look.
Don't worry,
it's empty. New York, it feel like you got more Bloods than Crips. And then when you come to L.A., it feel like you got more Crips than Bloods.
But see, and now, let me tell you why your movie is right in its app. Because, see, I never knew that, like, Crips had beef with Crips until I actually got to L.A.
Got beef with Bloods.
And now Bloods got beef with Bloods in New York like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? That's why your movie is like you're very intelligent. That's hard, man.
Respect
that's hard. Dude. Man, I can't thank your brothers enough, man, for just coming through, man, sitting down, kicking
number
it.
Number one podcast.
It's
man.
The number one. Yeah, man.
Let's give it up for that. Come on.
Yeah.
Howard.
Hey, let's give it up for Young Diana Ross right here, man.
Young come on, Young Diana Ross.
Hey, Diana. Where's your Diana?
So let me ask y'all before we get up out of here, right? Y'all been doing it for so long. How do you maintain your love for this game? Because I ain't gonna lie, when I seen you on Vlad TV, you would look like you was like, you was ready to tell every like, fuck the game. Like I'm not talking about the artist. I'm talking about like the actual game. Do you still have love for the game? Like, is it, maybe that's a better question.
Man, I always got love for the game. You know what I'm saying? I wake up, you know, that's what I live off of, man. Publishing checks, man. You know what I'm saying? I live off publishing. Every time I turn the radio on, do something, hey, there, you know what I'm saying? And I create music and do that, you know what I'm saying? So it's an everyday thing. My daughter do music. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Pimpin', we gonna need you to chill, Pimpin'.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's Pimpin' too.
Okay.
So it's an everyday thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just about having albums in the can.
Right.
I'm a person that'll go do 7 albums.
Now, do y'all got a new album y'all working on?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, man.
Daz and Corrupt, and Daz.
Oh,
man, we finna give him that gangster shit, man. You understand me? You heard a piece of it tonight. With that Raw.
Yeah, well, French Montana, right? Raw, let's announce
French
that on
Montana.
Here. What's the name of that record? That record
That's
was hard.
That's called Damn, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to text y'all on stage. I'm about to like, let me do the remix. I was about to text y'all on stage, but I said, let me let my niggas live.
You did that a while ago.
God damn, that's the name of it. God damn. Might be twisted off of Molly, never know.
Yeah, Chink's on that too.
Oh, God bless. God bless. God bless. Let me pick up Jack Thriller because he keep hitting me. And he's the guy who put this all together today. Happy birthday, Jack Thriller.
Happy birthday, Jack Thriller.
That I have to like book y'all to do this shit. Y'all still fuck with me, right?
Yeah, it hurt that your breath is humming. Still my nigga. Yo, do you still got love for the game, Tony Yayo?
Of like course,
the,
man.
The game. I'm fucking with you, Jack.
I'm a fan of hip hop. Like, rest in peace, my man, DJ Rough Hands. I remember, you know, when a block get hot, we go to the back blocks, we listen to music. You know, we freestyle from the Gap Band to Anita Baker to the Dog Pound to CNN to fucking Big to Pun. You know what I'm saying? To Fat Joe to all this music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a nigga. I was around. My right hand man was a DJ. So in the 90s when niggas was going to the Ave, going to Hot Wax and buying
Fat Beats,
I was a nigga that was going to the Avenue and buying DJ Clue tapes, buying Grandmaster Vic, Dog Time. I was a nigga that was in the party with Freaky Ty and these niggas. 50 started rhyming. Like, so hip hop is just like, I eat, sleep, shit this shit. Like, it's a part of my life.
We wouldn't be here where we are, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. We owe a lot to hip hop.
Yeah,
this is real, very true. Look how hip hop made the world small. Like, let's just think about it. We're from two separate coasts, and it's like we know each other. You know what I'm saying? That shit is beautiful. You know what I mean?
For real.
That's for real. That's for real, man.
I mean, for real.
And
selling marijuana. Right. I want to say.
Yo. So Daz. Let's talk about your. You got a weed company in Seattle.
Yeah.
How do you do this,
man? You know, we get the finest buzz, and you know, we stamp that on there. And
right. Because you're a weed connoisseur.
You know what I'm saying? It's legal out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, dpgbuds.com.
DPG Buds.
Yeah.
That's hard.
You bitch.
I like my man Horn Game. Yo, where Twin at? This is how you supposed to be blowing the horn, Twin.
Fuck is Twin at?
You about to lose your job.
Twin, BJ.
Twin, you fired, nigga. You about to be fired before you hired.
What you got to say,
bro? This is the question I want to ask Dog Pound, Noriega. Have y'all niggas been to Amsterdam?
Of course
I know
I've
y'all
been
all
to
been to Amsterdam.
Been there a thousand
of course I've been to Amsterdam.
So when y'all go to Amsterdam, where y'all go? Do y'all go to Greenhouse?
Greenhouse. I go to Green Place as well. That is my favorite place in Amsterdam, Green Place. I don't know if I got a famous picture with me with 3 tons of weed, and that was in Green Place.
I love it. Baba's.
And the gray area is also a great place in the gray area.
Shit in there. We go in there and inspect, you know, because they already know when we go.
Because y'all West Coast niggas. Y'all lungs is spoiled.
Yeah.
Y'all lungs. Y'all lungs are spoiled, man. We ain't got spoiled lungs like that in New York. Yeah.
Smoke the best weed. Y'all got the best.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, cuz.
Y'all worst weed is good.
Y'all had some motherfucking shit out there in New York called Hydro that was bomb. Mm. That shit
it's called sour now.
Bomb.
It's called sour now.
Man, that shit.
Hey, that's all we got.
I smoked that shit.
That's all we got.
When I came to L.A., smoked y'all weed and almost set that, what's that hotel in Beverly? I'm going to set that bitch on fire. Sleeping.
Fucking around
knocked
with
out,
that
selling
bomb.
Selling pillows on
right,
fire,
right,
nigga.
Right, right.
No, but no, now, corrupt. Now, corrupt. I got to ask you this direct, but there's a lot of fake moon rocks out there.
It is.
Can you tell the people how to get the real moon rocks? And how do you feel about the fake moon rocks in the building?
I mean, you know, man, when you number one,
Capone
man.
Frank came with fake moon rocks
today.
It's
just like Nikes, man. You know, when you number one,
it's just like
Adidas. Here.
It's just like
Capone is just enjoying himself, man. No, he's in his own zone.
Where's the Jersey niggas at? They're not here? Yeah, fake moon rocks today. I smoked it. I said, you know Corrupt coming, right?
Corrupt moon rocks, that's the real deal, man.
You know that's the real deal. Because your shit come in the bag, right?
Man, you understand? No, it comes in the jar.
The jar.
Yeah,
see,
if it
that's
come in
where
the
I had
bag,
it confused.
Throw that shit in the trash.
This nigga had it in the bag. That's a fact.
Got it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? But we gonna educate him to this game.
Right. Like, call you. Game. Get it direct.
I mean, get it for real.
Get it for real.
I
yeah.
mean, can you dig it?
Yeah, who wants to sell fake coke? Come on,
man. Come on.
Come on. I mean, you can get
fake
the real. Played out.
Or
let's
you
do
can
it.
Get the fake. Yeah,
but
I tell everybody.
Ain't New York League?
We close. We close. We close.
We not.
Yeah, once y'all get legal,
we almost decriminalized
the real
almost.
Out there too.
Is your medical?
They will never let that happen.
No. Yeah, baby.
Niggas got the liquid, like the liquid.
But the liquid is that what I got right
25
there.
25 grand.
What? Look at the liquid did the Capone. You don't want that liquid.
Look what it did to Capone.
I don't even know what he said. What language is that?
Look what it did to Capone.
Yo, listen.
It's okay, Capone.
Y'all got the best weed in L.A.
Yeah, I got the best weed in
L.A.
I mean, we got the best weed.
Love New York. I'm a New York
California.
But y'all got the best weed.
Yeah, I got the best weed. I got to admit that.
California got the best weed.
Y'all niggas coming to New York and be mad when y'all want to buy weed. Y'all be mad. Don't front. You ain't got
trips. I mean, every place we go.
New York, you buy weed, you be mad.
Every place
a New York
go,
nigga come to L.A., he's
y'all,
happy.
Y'all love it.
That's
very true. It's very true.
It's very true. You got Bubba cookies. Bubba
cookie cookies.
Moon rock. You got options out. You just got it on the weed. I give it to y'all.
And you can order your weed online, DBG. What is it?
DPG.com.
You got to be over 21. Go to the site.
All right.
Be very specific.
What's the name of the site again?
www.dpgbuds with a Z.
With a Z. And how about the moon rocks?
I mean, the moon rocks, man, you got to be a part of the club.
Got you.
Because see, what we do, guys, on the reels, we supply over 30% to 40% of all the dispensaries
in
California.
That's a lot of money.
You see what I'm saying? So our shit is straight legalized. It's a real business.
I calculated that fast.
Yeah,
that's
it's a
lot
real
of money.
Business.
Only sold in the state of Washington.
Only in the state of Washington. Seattle, Washington, correct?
Like the coast. That's where we're going next. Washington, okay. And then we're going to Oregon, and then we're going to Arizona and Colorado.
Because DC is legal too. I just did a cannabis cup out there.
Yeah, Obama
and
made
BC.
That pass before he jumped out of there.
Shout out to Obama.
Shout out to Obama.
Now, let me ask y'all a question, though.
Okay, go ahead.
So
I like this. Flip it on us, yeah.
How can a nigga have a dispensary? Because this is what I've been studying. You have a dispensary, but the state might clear it, but the feds don't clear it. So you see motherfuckers with dispensary, they got armed guards moving $500,000, $1 million, whatever. I don't understand.
You don't have to worry about that in the state of Washington.
You don't got to worry about that.
Denver, the state versus the feds, but in Washington and Colorado...
They
the
all in cahoots.
Learn something new.
You pay taxes on this shit, man.
The sky's the limit in them two places.
Sky's the limit in Washington, Colorado, California.
Oregon. Sky's the limit. California
state this year.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't fuck around with the... And, you know, my thing is, see, this is it. See, we supply the dispensaries. They on their own after that, Jack.
I got you.
Okay. Yo, man, this is so awesome, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. You know, yeah, yo, man. I want to thank you for being a part of this, man.
I'm with the legends. Right, Capone, right. What's up, Capone?
He died. Rest in peace, Capone. Your dad. Oh,
man. Vegas, man. Vegas. Some got to
your
that
dad's, man. Son, you know, son. I want to thank you. You know, one time I had said something on the internet, Corrupt didn't like it, and you was the person who called me, and you made sure we straightened that out like the big brother you are. And I wanted to thank you for that because I didn't have Corrupt number. And you know what? I want to apologize, Corrupt, because I didn't mean nothing by it. But if you took it as offense, I want to apologize because you're my brother, man. I want you to always know that.
No, I love you, son.
I want to give Daz. No, I want to give Daz the props for actually hitting me and saying, "Man, come on, we get on the phone." And you know what? That's what we need in hip hop. And for you,
right?
From when you did that for me, because that's my homie, and I ain't know I offended him in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
That's grown man shit.
But from that moment on, I had got Troy Ave on the phone with Styles P and made them squash their shit.
Good job.
I had got, you know, Jay-Z on the phone with Fat Joe and squash their shit.
Good
I even
job.
Got Drake on the phone with DMX and squash their shit. But I was inspired from that phone call that you... Yeah, pop my collar. Thank you. I was inspired... from that call, because you know I love Corrupt, and you know how it was, and you knew you had that line on me, and I thought that was some grown man, real. That's real killer shit to me,
that's
right there.
Growing up in hip hop, right? You know what I'm saying, so you know,
right.
Brothers.
That was dope, man. That was dope, man. I can't thank you enough, Daz. Yeah, I can't thank you enough, Corrupt.
You know,
me and
you,
we've been friends forever, man. We done barbecued in my crib.
Fuck
we done
right.
I done had you on the block. We done did everything. I remember you made a diss record and you came to New York and I held you down. I said, "Nigga, you okay? You said, "Cuz, I ain't supposed to be out here." I said, "You with me?
That's when you
okay?
Gave me, that's when you gave
and,
me.
And remember,
hey,
Rough Riders in the club and everything that night.
That's when you gave me that 40. Nickel.
Yeah, I said Corrupt. You okay? You know what
I'm
saying?
All the time I was with Inga.
Right.
And we was out there, me and Inga.
Mm-hmm.
Nori always came through and Cormega.
That's right. That's right. We held you down.
But Nori gave me that 40 nickel.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Take this 40 nickel.
That's right. It's over 7 years ago, so fans, suck my dick. All
right.
So listen, they can't come and get me. Maybe I should have said detectives. I don't want to bother the fans. You don't want
to know.
I'm sorry, federal. I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? But nigga straightened up real quick. Nigga sobered up mad fast. You mean that? Yo, listen, man.
Keeping it real goes wrong.
So once again, man, we're in Las Vegas, man. You know,
Vegas!
We know this other podcast that's coming here next week. We know this other podcast is going to do. We don't even know their names. But they said, because they posted a post and they said, it's not about who do it first, it's about who do it better. There's no way they can get better than Tony Yayo.
Nah, you lit.
There's no way they can get better than DPG. There's no way they can get better than Drew Hill and Dead Capone. Let's make some noise for that guy.
We're gonna bury him and then wake him up. Daz,
can you be my witness?
Yes, sir.
You walked in the club. What's the first thing I said to Capone? I said, "Stop what?
Drinking that brown with that white.
That white.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, he's
listen,
bugging.
He's bugging.
He's tripping.
He's, yo, listen, first off.
No.
If you was in left spot, you could get a pass. You were in Las Vegas. You need to be on point, goddammit.
You need to be drinking that.
Vegas pass.
That's the old rumor. That's an old rumor. What happens in Vegas is coming to 41st side. It's coming to 41st side.
That's an old rumor.
It's coming to 41st side on Vernon Boulevard.
That's an old rumor.
Yeah, it's an old rumor. It's an old rumor. Once again, man, I can't thank you guys enough, man. This is real hip hop. We don't cater to. I'm not a journalist. I don't Google nobody. I don't do that. I sit down and have real talk. And me and my partner EFN, man. I'm sorry, I stole your mic.
We lost the mic tonight.
We lost the mic, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? This is one of my favorite episodes. This has been out of control. I was telling people to shush the whole time, like I was in a movie theater, because they say black people talk in the movie theater. And guess what? Black people talk during the podcast. We just realized that. And guess what, man? We're having fun. Little Pimpin,
yes.
I just upgraded you to Big Pimpin. now, Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'.
And I love West Coast niggas, man. I'm going to be honest. We're going to go do a whole
love
West Coast.
Too.
Man, I also got to shout out Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop was in the studio with Swiss. They both hit me up on and said, man, we love what you're doing your thing on the podcast because this is for hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
I smoked weed with Snoop. And
okay.
I started feeling spiders in my body. I'm trying to tell you about this me West so. Coast weed.
I'm gonna end it with this. One time Snoop was in New York, right? And he came. I filmed it. This is for the What documentary exhibit. And you know, I bring all my, you know, my niggas wear Yankee outfits, which is blue. So they, in their mind, they were Crip. You know what I'm saying? So so we went to go see Snoop. And Snoop just keep passing us blunts, keep passing us blunts. So my gangster niggas is disappointed in me. They're like, why y'all not smoking as much as Snoop and I'm smoking? So we sitting there like, and I'm filming, and I'm like, damn, I got tired. I feel like I ran a marathon, right? So
Snoop,
my
man.
Niggas was disappointed. They was like, y'all let Snoop smoke y'all out in New York. So mind you, right, now Snoop hit me. He's doing a man show. It's in Bishop Don Juan crib. Who remembers this? Somebody said, yeah. All right, fuck y'all. Well, because it's not too many witnesses when we smoke Snoop back out. So we go to Bishop Don Juan crib, and I buy a pound just for that. And I stay, and then Snoop said, I'm good. I smoked enough. And I was like, I won back. It's 1-1. It's 1-1. Well, yeah. Snoop, listen, let me. This is when I knew this nigga's an OG. He was staying on like the 17th floor, right? We hit the 10th floor, and the smoke alarm was on the 10th floor. You smelled the weed from the 10th floor, and we walked in, and the hotel was just like, it's Snoop, nigga. Like, it was like, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. They didn't even complain. Like, they didn't even complain. So, yo, man, again, I can't thank y'all enough. Capone, rest in peace. We're gonna bring you back to life, baby. But, yo, Dog Pound Gangsters, man, Daz and Corrupt, man. Yo, Daz, you know, I look at your discography. And it's one thing that I can ask for you. I need, before everything is all over, I'm going to do one more album, man. And then the last album, I need a Daz beat, man. You know what I'm saying? I need a Daz beat. And I don't want to do that bullshit. Send me an email. I don't want to do that. I'm flying to you wherever you at. We're going to sit down. We're going to smoke. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Corrupt, man. You know I love you, man. I love all y'all, man. Yo, Tony, yeah, yo, man. Thank you for participating in this thing, man. You know, we needed a G-Unit. These people is starving for G-Unit and Death Row stories. And I never in a million years would I think I could get both of them together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really appreciative. And the thing you know about this is, you know, these fans, they go out and they buy these albums again and they reminisce and this is such a beautiful thing because this ain't no journalist running this shit. This is the inmates running the building. You know what I mean? This is a dude getting out the bing and being a warden. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make some noise for me and EFN. It's 4:40 in the morning. Jack Driller, man. Yo, man, I gotta thank you, Jack Driller. I've been thanking everybody else. I gotta thank you, man, for participating, being what you gotta do, and letting me gas you to start your own podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because you a funny dude, and I think you should start your own podcast and do your own podcast. And we just so proud to be here, man. We're gonna keep getting drunk. We're gonna keep smoking.
I ain't saying
we gotta go home, but we're gonna get the fuck up out of here. Bye. Yo, I ain't gonna front. This is the
funky
worst piss I've had to take in my whole life.
Oh, you going first now?
Go first.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.